holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
I have a set of proverbs for you today that you will never forget.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today is a splendid day, wonderful day, and you know it is. That's why you're smiling, I hope. Listen, you better have a good day if don't nobody have one. You hear me? Yeah, you better have one, because I'm doing all this energy. You don't feel this energy coming from me about having a great day, and then you're going to go out and be sorrowful? No. You got to go out there and bring it all up, because somebody's depending on you to make their day better. You never know what people are going through, man. You never know what people are going through. So be that light. Be that energy. Wake them up. Shake them alive. They need you. They do, just like I need you. I need you to stay up just in case I get down. Maybe, you know, you say something to me to lift me up. You send me an email or a text and lift me up. You send us a gift to help promote the program and you lift me up. Oh, man. We always need each other. When you don't have no money, a good smile will go a long way. Yeah, I'm telling you. You can be down on your luck and down on everything else. But if somebody walks past you and says, hey, man, it's going to be all right. You can get it. You can get it and it'll be better tomorrow. Even if you don't believe it, you feel better right then. So, again, you know, you tell people it's going to be a great day, man. Have a splendid day. Have a wonderful day. May God continue to bless you as he has been. Yeah, you got oxygen in your lungs, got blood flowing and things working, and you still alive in the land of the living, saying hi to your husband, your wife, your children, your parents, your grandparents, your family all over the world. Man, it's a good day. You can see them all. It used to be a time where you couldn't see them until you actually went there to see them. Now you can see them on the internet. You can go pull up some type of a device to where you can see their faces and talk to them. It's good to be able to talk to them. It's a good day. Now listen, whatever it is that you want to do, I'm talking about your personal thing now. I'm not necessarily talking about what God wants you to do. I'm talking about your personal thing. Now, when you want to do something, whatever it is, go do it. I'm talking about if you want to build a business or build a dream or something like that. That's what I'm saying. Don't go robbing anybody. Don't do that. What I'm saying to you is this. If you have a dream, ask yourself what's stopping you from accomplishing that dream. And once you realize and write down what it is that's stopping you from doing it, and you realize there's nothing stopping you, you can do it. It's a way to do it. Even if you don't have all the money in the world, you know, you can still do it. I was watching a video the other day. A gentleman asked, hey, man, what's your dream? He said, I just want to be an actor. He said, oh, well, you can do that. You have two or three cameras right here. You got seven cameras over there. You got two cameras over here. And all we got to do is start acting. And he said, no, but I can't do it. It's not legit. Oh, man, it's not legit. What in the world? Why would you say that to your dream? Your dream is a dream. It's not reality. The dream is something that you thought about. You don't see it, but you want it to happen. Right? So don't kill the dream because you don't have everything that you need. Find something to make the dream come true and then start moving from there and then watch the dream develop. Whatever it is that you're trying to develop, it will develop. I promise you. Now, I'm talking about things that you want to do. Now, there's things that God wants you to do. You know, you still got to do those things. You know, you should still do those things. But there's sometimes there your own personal aspirations that you have, things that you just want to do. And God knows that. Remember, God, he made the earth, made the world, you know, made man, made animals, plants, all that kind of stuff. He just saw it and, oh, yeah, let it be done. Let there be light. And it was. And so if he is like that, then we're like that too. We see things that we want to change. We want to build this, want to change that, want to make this, start this and stop that and go do this and go do that. We want to do all those things. But ask yourself, what is stopping you from doing those things? You know, just like the actor, what's stopping you from being an actor? You need a camera. You need a script. You already got cameras. You got scripts. You can make up a script and you can just start right now. You can do it today. There's things you can do today. Your own dreams are important too. God knows that you have aspirations and you want to go places and do things. Show him. Listen, ask him to show you what to do. See the dream, state the dream to him, write it down, whatever you want to do. And then tell him, Lord, this is what I want to do. I want to try this. Even if I don't do it forever, I want to try it. I want to do it. And watch him show you how to do it. He'll show you. Because God is that way. He is one that cares. He cares about us. He's not just, sure, you know, he took away our sins and all that. And that's the most important. But while he's taking away our sins and forgiving us of sin and we're still believing in him, well, we want to do some other things for ourselves, right? And so that's okay. You can do some things for yourself. You're a human being. God made you. And he made you creative. Some kind of way you're able to do something to change the world, to help the world, to help people, service people, whatever. Amen. Let God help you. Let God help you. And don't kill your own dreams. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't kill your own dreams. Your dreams are what's given to you. When that dream dies, go to the next dream. When that dream is over, go to the next dream, because they only die when you accomplish the dream. And then you go to the next dream. Okay. All right. We're in Proverbs. Proverbs 11. And we'll read this here. Starting at verse number 1. It says, the Lord detests the use of dishonest scales, but he delights in accurate weights. Don't be dishonest. Be honest. He delights in that. But that dishonesty, that thing ain't going to be right. It's not going to be right. Verse number 2. Pride leads to disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. When you're humble, wisdom shows up. You know, when you have humility, you don't think you know everything. God can trust you then, so then he gives you some wisdom. So if you want to be wise, ask God, and he'll see if you're actually, if you have humility, if you're humble, or if you're humble. Pride leads to disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. Verse number 3, honesty guides good people. Dishonesty destroys treacherous people. Are you treacherous? Are you? What does it say? Honesty guides good people. Dishonesty destroys treacherous people. Here you go. Verse number 4. Riches won't help on the day of judgment. That's a good one. Riches won't help on the day of judgment, but right living can save you from death. Right living can save you from death, but riches won't help you on the judgment. On judgment day, riches won't help you. Verse number 5. The godly are directed by honesty. The wicked fall beneath their load of sin. The godly are directed by honesty. The wicked fall beneath their load of sin. So it just piles up and piles up and piles up until they can't take it no more. And then all of a sudden they hit the ground. Man, verse number 6, the godliness of good people rescues them. The godliness of good people rescues them. The ambition of treacherous people traps them. See, when you're ambitious and you're treacherous, it's not even honest. It's not honest at all. And it's all about cheating or taking from one person and keeping it for yourself. Treacherous. Are you treacherous? All right. Let's go to verse number. Let's see. 7. When the wicked die, their hopes die with them, for they rely on their own feeble strength. Don't rely on your own strength, man. Was it lean not to your own understanding? Your strength is nothing. My strength is nothing. God is the only one who has strength. And if he don't strengthen us, we'll all buckle under our sin. But I thank God that he took it away, though. I thank God he took it away. What was the verse number 8? The godly are rescued from trouble, and it falls on the wicked instead. The godly are rescued from trouble, and it falls on the wicked instead. Man, you let God show you what these things are. I'm just reading them, but he can show you what they mean. And you can understand a little bit of what I'm saying. Verse number 9. With their words, the godless destroy their friends. With their words, the godless destroys their friends. But knowledge will rescue the righteous. Knowledge will rescue. Not that kind of knowledge you get from a collegiate campus. Not knowledge that you get from your friends. It's the knowledge you get from God that will rescue the righteous. That's only real true knowledge, you know. Verse number 10. The whole city celebrates when the godly succeed. They shout for joy when the wicked die. Yeah, you don't want to be wicked because people be glad you're gone. That's not what you want. You don't want that. Everybody wants to be celebrated, especially when you die. So you want to change now so you can be celebrated later. Verse number 11. Upright citizens are good for a city and make it prosper, but the talk of the wicked tears it apart. So just, you know, you can look around and see where the cities are being torn apart. All you have to do is understand that, and then you understand that the wicked is tearing it apart. The wicked is tearing that city apart, because it says here, upright citizens are good for a city. They make it prosper. I just want us to prosper and do right by God so that we can prosper and do right on earth. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.